from the Director Department of Transportation and Public Works and the Airport Director submitting an informational report regarding the 2011 Aviation Careers Education Summer Jobs Program. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Give her a few seconds so she gets herself together.
I think that is for just this portion of it. But right, they can't agree.
Have a seat before you start.
Chairman,
Mr. Bateman.
My name is Pat Rowe, the Director of Marketing, Community Relations, Public Relations, and Air Service Development.
Ms. Rowe, introduce yourself, give your title, and where are all the people with you, please let us know.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I'm Pat Rowe. I'm Marketing Public Relations Manager for the airport. And as you know, for the past 20 years, the ACE program has been a partnership between the state of Wisconsin, Milwaukee County, and Milwaukee Public Schools. It introduces students to careers in aviation and provides summer jobs for 35 students each summer. And with me today is the coordinator of the program, Mr. Jack Lake. And also with me is Mr. Ricky Held. He is a student at Rufus King. He was an intern in the program this summer, as he was last summer. And Ricky would like to give you a brief presentation on this summer's ACE program.
Before you start, Ricky, can you have a seat? You kind of hovering right
there? Yeah, you never know with the computer.
Okay. You're making us nervous.
Okay, Ricky, what's your last name?
Held.
Held?
Held, H-E-L-D.
Held. Mr. Held.
Thank you. A stands for Aviation Careers in Education. This summer we had 35 interns from 10 MPS high schools come in and work at the airport through the ACE program. The program started out with 2 days of leadership training before we went into our jobs. To start off with an icebreaker, we had a morning cheer and just got our blood flowing, got energy for the day. We would then work on quick decision-making skills and teamwork skills so that we would have skills for our job. And, of course, public speaking is always part of a job, so we had to write our own speeches and then present them to the class. We performed trust exercises such as Willow in the Wind, which you see here, in order to learn to trust our coworkers. And then before the first day of the program, we had a kickoff breakfast. The program brought in motivational speakers in order to motivate us for the program that was to come up. Two representatives from the program were brought up to give a speech about their experiences. The one pictured here is Clara, the other one was me. And of course, parents are welcome to come and see. And here are our employers and interns. AirTran is our first employer. Employers at AirTran would rotate between three areas: customer service, the counter and concourse, and the operations room. ASIG is our next program. Workers at ASIG would actually fuel jets on the ramp. Not many 17-year-olds could say that they did that. Pictured on the right is David Gonzalez. In 2010, he was actually hired out of the program full-time as a worker at ASIG. He's now a mentor for our interns. Our next employer is Frontier. Our interns get a hands-on experience as they unload baggage from the planes. But baggage was not the only job. Customer service was also required, as pictured here. Frontier appreciated the interns so much that they actually threw them a separate lunch and presented them with certificates of appreciation. And, of course, accompanying unaccompanied minor is also a part of attendance. Some people even got to work in the payroll department. And our new employer this year was GMIA Landside Operations. Our intern, Anitra Savage, pictured on the right, got to go all around the airport working with airport ops. And then our next employer is Paradies. Paradies is for the more entrepreneurial people. They would learn to work their own business and sell items within the airport gift shop. And my favorite one, Signature, my employer. I was at the front desk. I took phone calls, did basic customer service and billing, and took care of any needs of pilots and reservations. The other section of Signature worked on the ramp. People would marshal in planes, pull them back and forth, as shown here. And then. Our next employer is TSA. TSA workers would either work on the concourse or on a baggage pod. Next employer is the 128th ARW. People would work in the base headquarters, life support, vehicle maintenance, and the base warehouse. And of course, we can't always just work. There has to be some kind of education. We took a tour of the air traffic control tower and saw everything that went on there. Intern actually won a scholarship through the ACE program. He is now at Marquette. His name is Raul. We were taken on a flight around the lake, and we actually got to fly the plane once we were in there. Mm. That was pretty cool. A bit scary. And a member of the 128th got to go on the flight simulator. And we took a trip out to Oshkosh. We do this each year to go see the EAA Air Adventures. We were given a quick tour of the grounds and then left to go and explore and check out the new, all the old planes and the new planes and all the technology that they had up there. And 35 interns started this program and 35 interns finished. We all loved it and could not imagine quitting. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone from the committee have any questions of this young man? Senator Harris?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't actually have any questions, but I just want to say commend the airport for this wonderful program. I didn't realize that we had a program like this here at Milwaukee County, and I love the diversity. I love the diversity. I love the diversity. So thank you for partnering with MPS and having such a broad group of students. And I was just, and I do have questions now after the accolades. Couple, this is juniors and seniors. Are they paid? And how do you recruit for them when you are looking at MPS schools? What is the recruitment process?
That's right.
I'm going to ask Mr. Lake to quickly answer the question, please. He's
Our students make $8 an hour for the first year they're with us. If they stay a second or a third year with us, then they make a 25 cents more per year. They're allowed to stay with us for the year that they graduate. So if they graduate in June, they can stay with us that summer. Ricky's been with us. He'll be with us 3 years. We have two interns that will be with us 4 years. Now because of the DOT, Bureau of Aeronautics, came up with a 16-year-old for safety reasons. All of our students have to be 16. So we'll probably have sophomore, juniors, and seniors. As far as recruiting, I go to any school that asks for me to come in, and I also go to schools. We did 10 schools this year, and we've done 11 fall schools in the past. So it kind of varies. People call us. I ask the students do an exit interview. I ask them for recommendations. I follow up those recommendations. There's three criteria. Number one, you have to be a minority student. You have to have a 2-point grade point. And you have to have an interest in aviation. And then the last one, actually, there's four. You have to be economically disadvantaged in some way.
Okay. All right.
Got it.
All
thank
right.
you.
So we have Barkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I know I speak for the committee, but just wanted to compliment you, Mr. Held. You know, a lot of people are very, very afraid of public speaking, and did an outstanding job. So you've got a very, very bright future, young man. So keep going, buddy.
Thank you.
Supervisor Hawk.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have to echo a lot of what my colleagues have said, both the program directors and Mr. Held. Wow, that's really good. Again, the airport is in my county district, the 14th. I was wondering, can you or Pat send information on this to my office, please? This is a fantastic program, and I, like Supervisor Harris, I did not know this was going on. This is one of those things that's delightful to learn. I did not know what was going on. So thank you very much.
All right.
Mr. Charles, can you send it all to all the supervisors so everyone know about the wonderful program that you're doing?
I will send on the PowerPoint presentation as well as the committee report to all the county supervisors. And next year we'd be delighted to have you all join us at the kickoff breakfast for the ACE program.
I just disappointed my picture was not there. But, but other than that, thank you very much. And Mr. Hill, you have a wonderful career. What do you want to do when you graduate?
I want to go into international economics.
Okay. Good luck with yourself.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming down, taking time out of your busy schedule. We're going to jump to item number 15.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to tell you that Jack Lace does a heavy lifting on this, meets with these young people often during the summer, keeps them herded and motivated and educated, and teaches them about career skills. And he just does a wonderful job.
And commendable. I know that we can't give you a raise, but thank you anyway.
Their interest and enthusiasm is all I need.
Well, thank you very much for all your hard work. We're going to jump to item number 15. Since we talked